A band that formed 2.5 years ago at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic has finally released its first album, and the band is performing a show at Lounge 390 on May 13 to showcase the new tunes. The alternative rock band In Waves has a progressive flair to their style of music. The niche genre can be checked out in their newly released album that is soon to be on major streaming platforms such as iTunes and Spotify. For now, listeners can check out the digital songs that have released on their Facebook page. "We definitely have a pop rock sensibility, but we're also a little bit progressive," Sean Fisher, one of the four members of the band, said. Fisher plays the guitar, keyboards, and is a background vocalist for In Waves. He and the singer and guitarist Tanner Reinhart joined Sudbury.com in a phone interview to discuss the album drop. The album, although it does not have a title, can be self-titled by listeners. "A lot of the lyrics are very abstract, but there's also a theme of a breakup in it. There's also some love songs mixed in there as well," Reinhart said, describing the album. "The album is a reflection of the processes with breakups and how one moves through heartbreak into self-growth. It's, the album, a journey through getting over a hard breakup and then finding yourself and rediscovering who you are through that journey," Fisher added. Reinhart was going through a breakup at the time when the song was written. Piecing together this album allowed Reinhart to channel his experiences into a creative product. "The overall production of the album was a therapeutic experience for both Reinhart and Fisher, as well as the other two members of the band, Justin Ross, the drummer and backup vocalist, and Mike Loisel, the bass player. For those who want to check out some of the songs in their album, they can visit In Waves' Facebook page here. The band will be playing all the songs in their new album with another local band, 3DSPEX, on May 13, 9 p.m. at Lounge 390.